Good morning, everybody. This is Ross Mosteller with Middle Ark Extension District. I'm going to speak with you today about a topic that may be of interest to some folks, mob grazing. Mob grazing is also referred to as multi-species grazing. Basically, this principle is putting more than one animal species in a pasture-based system. Reasons to do this might be forage utilization and efficiency of the plant species that are in that pasture. It might be to increase revenue or potential profitability of the enterprise. There's just a lot of different reasons, could be brush control, but essentially the concept of multiple grazing animals put in the same space at the same time. Cattle, sheep, and goats are what we commonly think of our main species in this kind of arrangement, and any kind of mix of those three species. Cattle are grazers that typically like to go for grasses and some of the more energy-dense forbs. Goats, on the other hand, like to graze with their heads up. They like to browse more of the woody species. You're going to see goats going after leaves, stripping off kind of the brushy, woody kind of preference. Sheep, on the other hand, will be head down, typically grazing closer to the ground, and they tend to like forbs. So some of the larger species plants, things that we might call weeds, would be what they tend to graze. So in that scenario, you could have cattle, sheep, and goats in the same area working on different species of plants. Obviously, there is some crossover there, but that is the general concept, that you maximize the amount of grazing animal per acre. Now, this sounds like a good thing to do, and it is something that if you're willing to try is worth looking at. There are some downsides, though. One of the big things being fencing. A fence that can hold cows probably isn't going to be able to hold goats. Sheep can be same situation where they may need a little bit more fence than what cattle would potentially use as well. That's certainly a downside. Parasite and the managing of parasites is another issue. Our small ruminants are something we have to be a little bit more on top of, deworming and watching for those internal parasites. Predators can also be a problem. Our small ruminants definitely have an issue with predators. And that's often why we will see a guardian animal of some kind, you know, a dog, a donkey, a mule, llamas. There's many different things that can be used to help with predators. Another consideration is you can't just use the same mineral for everything. Sheep and particular have a sensitivity to copper, and so we have to make sure that our minerals are balanced for all the various animals that are out there. And of course, what sounds good in theory may not just be as easy in practicality. If you've never multi-species grazed, these animals have to get used to each other, get used to their patterns, and so there is an acclimation period and kind of have to work into that kind of arrangement. Multi-species grazing can improve pasture utilization, potentially increase the pasture quality, carrying capacity of land. We can use that to control brush and weeds, and really increase the overall productivity of our farm, or potentially even our income of that system. If this is something that you'd like to learn more about, we're going to make this a focus of the Northeast Kansas Sheep and Goat School, which is going to be held March the 13th, at the Northeast Kansas Heritage Complex there south of Holton. We have J.J. Jones from Oklahoma State University going to zoom in to our meeting, and he has a really interesting presentation on the economics of sheep and goat multi-species grazing. We also have some other things in queue that evening. There's going to be a shearing demonstration. Matt Young, Brown County Extension Agent, is going to cover the basics of sheep and goat management. And it's a free meeting. If anybody's willing or wanting to attend, we ask that you just contact your local extension office, either in Metal Ark District, Brown, Doniphan, or Leavenworth counties. A flyer for this event can be found on the Metal Ark District website, www.metalark.ksu.edu. So there you have it, mob grazing, multi-species grazing. If it's something that you've heard about, want to learn more, we certainly invite you to join us on March the 13th at the Northeast Kansas Sheep and Goat School. This has been Ross Mosteller, Metal Ark Extension District, Livestock and Natural Resources, wishing everybody a great weekend.